You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just need one
so he can marry up the
enjoy your Greggs.
You don't even need that, he's just doing it to wind us up. Right, welcome to the Full Time Devils podcast with me, Jay, with my young friend Abdullah and the infamous Andy Tate. There's no Adam McCullough today, he can't get here, he's had car trouble. I'm going, start again. I was looking at the wrong place. Right. Welcome to the Full Time Devils podcast with me, Jay, my young friend Abdullah, and the infamous Andy Tate joins us today, as usual. There's no Adam McCullough, unfortunately, today. He can't be with us. He's had some car problems, so you're stuck with us three. But there's plenty to discuss.
Yep.
I'm reining you in because I can already feel your anger.
Oh, it's your fault.
Permeating from you, from every pore in your body, you're like dying to mention the dreaded AY words. So we will go on to Barcelona.
Forget the game. Just looking to talk about him.
There's a certain person that Abdullah wants to talk about who he blames for all of our ills last night.
Yes.
But I'll start with you, Andy. You can wait a little bit.
Yeah. Usually it's Theresa May getting the blame for all this, isn't it? But now it's someone else. But the game last night, I thought, we gave them a goal, wasn't it? Well, first 12, 15 minutes, it was all them. Then, like I say, we bossed it for a good 75 minutes. Yeah. 70 minutes. Yeah. We did well, but there was no attacking intent in the final third. Zero shots on target. And that's maybe the lowest chance that was about. Should have done better, but
yeah.
Be proud to take that to next week and see where you go, because we're still in it.
Do you feel confident we can get a result? Everyone keeps going on about PSG game. Barcelona, for me, are a different team. Do you feel we can get a result over in the Nou Camp?
We were very lucky in PSG, and even any United fan will admit that. But we've got a chance, but to go to the Nou Camp and win is a tall ask, really tall ask. But English teams have done it over the years. Remember Chelsea doing it recently?
Chelsea.
Liverpool have done it in the group stages, so they're letting four the other week. Well, like they scored four, but you can get out of that defence, and we should have done better last night. But yeah, we've got it. We've got a chance. 1-0. I would have been happy with that.
That's enough about Barca. Anyway, let's talk about West Ham. I'm joking. Look at you, eh? Go on. I'll let you have your 20-minute rant about United's number 18.
You see the problem with let's just start talking about Ashley Young. The problem with him is I think the game plan was made for getting the ball out wide to that right hand side and getting deliveries in the box, and Pogba, Lukaku, Rashford pressed their defence and kept Barca sort of in an uncomfortable position because they weren't comfortable for, like you said, 70 minutes. We had them there and we could have scored against them. But once Pogba wins it back, Rashford or Lukaku or any of the midfielders, Fred and McTominay, who are both man of the match for me, like especially McTominay.
McTominay was
for all the criticism, even from myself, that was given to him, he's really stepped up. And to have a big game against the likes of Messi, Suarez and Coutinho, you know, that shows that he's capable of being in this squad and, you know, in the future, especially the fight that I showed in midfield. But then you look alongside him, you expect your experienced players to step up in games like this. And Ashley Young didn't do that for me, unfortunately. I thought Luke Shaw, Dalot, it took them a bit of time to get used to a new role because it was a different sort of system we were playing yesterday. And they're both young lads still learning their trade, so it's understandable. But once they got the hang of it, they both looked good. I mean, Dalot should have probably put that chance away, heads it down. But overall, they did well defensively. Ashley Young was getting the most space in our team and he was getting the ball the most as well. And he was meant to be the creative like player on that right-hand side. I still don't understand why he takes corners as well. We've seen when he got sent off against Wolves, Dalot got two corners, absolutely mint, stuck him right in the mix. Why isn't he taking them? A free kick on the edge of the box, that's Fred territory, just on the edge to whip it in. Young takes it, hits the first man. Like, overall, it was one of the worst performances I've seen in a European game from any United player. Like, no one can argue about that. For me, I think he lost like the ball like 32 times or something, 11 of his crosses hitting no one. That is shocking. Like, to play that role, you know, as your wing back, you need to be having better delivery. And we've seen players that play that role, you know, or the full backs that move forward. Look at City, look at Liverpool, you know, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Walker, you know, Mendy, all those players, Robertson, when they get forward, they're difference makers. And Ashley Young is nowhere near that, absolutely nowhere near that. That should have been addressed last summer. And again, it goes down to
the
January.
Board. I said, the board. Yeah, the board. It's rewarding failure.
And for me, two players in that team yesterday, one of them looked clearly uncomfortable. You know, he was absolutely shook, and that was Chris Smalling. Easy headers to win, and he's just backing off them. They're moving to them. He just looked like
Bambi. He did smash Messi. He rattled him.
I'll get on to Young in a minute, but I think for Smalling, I thought he had a good game. I do.
Nah.
I do.
Smalling, yeah, I'll give him that. He had a good game.
What did Smalling do wrong, though, really?
Nothing. I'll give you the best example of that.
Chris Smalling.
We win the ball in midfield. We win the ball in midfield. It's landed for Smalling, and for no reason, slides and smacks it outside. He didn't live up to the occasion. I didn't feel like he was comfortable enough on the ball.
I thought Smalling was the better of the two.
Without Lindelof, we wouldn't.
Just for that game last night,
Victor kept us calm.
Lindelof did have a ropey 10-20 minute spell. He was a bit ropey, but it's not usually like him. And Smalling, played a good game last night.
I thought he got stuck in. I thought he was up for it, and I thought he did well. I don't think you can look at Chris Smalling and think Chris Smalling's the reason we didn't win last night.
No chance.
If he goes to pieces next week in a new camp. Then lay into him next week.
There's no chance. I'm just saying his general play.
And if you look, Pogba kept dropping deep and taking the ball off Smalling. Yeah. Give me that ball, right? So Smalling's doing his defensive job because he didn't concede any goals.
My point is,
and
again,
he's giving the ball to Pogba and letting him get on with it. Fred as well.
It's what my point against Wolves. We've accepted having sort of a defender just doing the defensive duties where the best teams in Europe, look at PK on the other end of the pitch. One of the best defenders in Europe this season. No one talks about him because no one wants Barcelona. But he's absolutely mint. Brings out the ball from the back. Experience, you know, him and Lonley both did so well because United didn't give them a chance up the other end of the pitch. It's just like when we were winning it back, it went out, like I said, to Ashley Young or Dalot. Didn't make things happen every time, unfortunately. So you just got to look at the top teams in Europe and your defenders are always got to bring the ball out comfortably from the back. And for me, the first 20 minutes... He did get into it eventually, and you can't blame him for us not winning or the loss, obviously, you know, conceding the goal, because that goal, I think, was Luke Shaw's fault. That goal was Luke Shaw's fault. I thought he just sort of stood still and watched it happen. And it clicked eventually, and I had a good game after that against Messi, which is not easy to have.
But going back, I know we'll have to talk about Ashley Young. I've defended Ashley Young. We know I have. I took pelters off it. Took pelters off Housen last night before I'd even said anything on the fan cam. He had a bad game last night, I admit that. And I've said all along, you know my thoughts on Alan Wan-Bissaka. We need a new right back. We need, like you mentioned, Kyle Walker, Trent Alexander-Arnold, that type of player. But for me, everyone sat around me, and I don't know you at home, Andy, and you at the game, Abdul, was saying we need to change this. Because Ashley Young's getting the space, he's getting that ball, and he's not delivering. So why didn't we put Delone over on there? Why didn't we mix it up? Put, I don't know. Just change it to give someone, to put someone where Ashley Young was, who can cross the ball. Why didn't we just leave it for 90 minutes?
What I thought that should have been done was, I thought, you know that, did you notice when, I think it was Delone come off, our system collapsed, we lost the press.
Yeah.
Barca suddenly looked like Barca again.
Yeah.
And we lost the game there because we could have got a goal in the end. That change, where Delone comes off, that should have been Ashley Young, and Jesse Lingard should have been put as a wing back.
Lost that zip.
Yeah.
Ashley Young should have been that Jesse Lingard should have been the wing back in the end. He's got enough work rate to get back and help out the defence. We know how hard he works. And he's got a better delivery than
Ashley
Young.
To be fair, Jesse didn't do much last night.
No, he didn't do much.
I think that sort of steam out of him a little bit, that early booking.
That bucket,
Vidal. Oh, come on. That was a shocking bucket.
No. And how Busquets ended up on the pitch. My point is
that Ashley Young had the most space. Like I said, we can talk about how frustrating at times Marcus Rashford, Pogba, Jesse Lingard. I'm talking about who had the most space. The game plan was to get it out to Ashley Young and put the ball in. He wasn't doing that. He should have been subbed off. And Jesse Lingard should have been given the space that Ashley Young was getting.
I agree. That didn't happen. The changes weren't great. And I think
the right players on, wrong players off.
Is that one criticism we can have of Ole? Because we
only one for because, me because the system overall works.
I thought the system was good. I thought the tactics were right.
He's still learning.
I just thought his in-game management weren't great. I thought we should have
done better.
Because I know everyone's an expert on the Ram Show, an expert in the stands, but it was so obvious. To me,
you cannot keep giving
the ball to Ashley Young and hoping that one of these
even
crosses.
Even his normal passes were messed up. That's when you got to hook him off.
Yeah. Listen,
was it a few years ago? Alisson was it game. Played Fulham? How many crosses did he put in the box?
Fulham,
Premier League record. And most of them like nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, so
that was.
Maybe Ole has to be ruthless in the summer and change his mindset on some players.
He will take Ashley Young out, but we have an opportunity of getting through to the semi-final of the Champions League. Why do you have to keep playing Ashley Young? That was a difference maker. That could have been what wins you the game. Do you know the opportunities that Ashley Young got on the right? We've seen Delo when he gets down there, and the crosses he puts in are absolutely class. Man. Like, if he had two or three of those crosses, those could have been two goals.
I agree with you. But I think you can say Ashley Young had a bad game. You can say you don't rate him and all the rest of it. Yeah, I get all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can argue about that sub in the face. But as the manager, you must be able to
spot
that.
You make the change.
See that, what everyone else can see, and you say, right, he's having a nightmare. He's getting space. The system's working, but he's not working in the system, if that 100%. Makes any sort of sense.
Yeah, that's
so
a mistake.
So let's put the low over there. Like you said, everyone around me was saying the same thing, and I'm sure you've said it today, and you were saying it. You've said it as well last night. So you take a player and you change it around.
Mm-hmm.
Fergie did it all the time, not just in Europe. Yeah. You know, how many times did Fergie make a little change?
We haven't got a player to put into that position. This is what it goes back to. We are lacking strength in character. And I would say for every place on that team, you need two players fighting for one place. Yeah. And we haven't got that.
I think
City and Liverpool have got that.
I think the board got away with not signing anyone in January.
That was horrendous. When you think about it.
Horrendous. We needed, they kept the fans sweet with Ole,
and they said, "All right, we'll sit back here, we don't have to do anything."
Because had Koulibaly come in, which is you're going to pay for him anyways in the summer, that would have been what Van Dijk was for Liverpool last season, mid-January.
Big boost.
We did, no matter what.
This is Ed Woodward and his cronies. Yes, you know it is.
But the thing is, they're saying because they're not sure if Ole's going to be manager. Any manager that walks in is going to want one of the best defenders in the world, which is clearly Koulibaly right now in his form. Get him in. That makes an absolute difference.
Well, I've said it with, I know we'll keep going back to you've said Koulibaly, I've said Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah.
Same thing. You're going to buy a right back. Even
those
if you love Ashley Young, he's 33 years old.
Maguire?
You bring them in and you get that bit of impetus. You go in for top four, you're favourite for top four, and you've got a great chance in the Champions League because now we've got it all to do. We've gone on about Ashley Young. You've mentioned, you know, the issues we had with cuts up at Smalling. That midfield last night, and I include Pogba in that, I thought the midfield was excellent. I do.
Yeah,
Pogba was probably the weakest out of three, but I don't think he had a bad game, people are saying.
Shall I tell you what?
I don't think he did. People have been very critical, but I thought McTominay and Fred, especially McTominay, I thought he stepped up. And I thought last night could be the moment where you think that's a Manchester United player.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think the thing is with Pogba, I think because when he received the ball in the final third, it gave me a bit of like Juventus sort of Pogba, where he plays in that role just behind the strikers. He pressed it. He was willing to run. I seen him running to the midfielders every time they got the ball. He was running all game. You can't fault his work rate yesterday, something that I faulted a lot of the time. But when he won the ball back, he was mature. He wasn't trying to take half the team on. We know he's got the ability to take plays on. He wasn't trying to do that. He played it out, like I said, out to Ashley Young, and that's why I keep going back to him. But it's almost like I'm not even purposely doing it. I'm just remembering all those, the same rhythm going on in the game. You go out, you win the ball back, everyone's buzzing. McTominay's just won the tackle midfield, Fred's just won the tackle midfield, Rashford or Rom have just won it from in front of their defence. And then you go out and you're like, this is a chance, and then everything just dies and the momentum just getting killed, man.
Do you think
about the team?
I get where you're coming from. Do you think though, with McTominay, what we saw from McTominay and Fred, do you think them two and Pogba, we know that Herrera's going. I think that's pretty much set
for the rest of the season. That's should be our midfield.
To be fair with Herrera now,
do you think we've got our midfield there?
Yeah.
For the future?
If the rumours are true, if this is what's going to happen, I won't play Herrera to the rest of the season.
Would you not?
No.
Why? Because he's leaving.
No, because he's. Well, yeah, because what's going on? I know it's his right to. He thinks he's worth all this money. He's not worth that money. Alexis Sanchez is not worth all that money. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's wanting. But if he's going to be like this, just don't play him.
Right. We know,
not in a nasty way. Just don't play him.
We spoke a lot about Herrera and his contract last week and Alexis Sanchez. And I get where you're coming from there.
You've still got Mata there as backup. You've still got Mata as backup as well.
One thing I do want to touch upon as well. This is a recurring theme from Paris. And this worries me this. Ollie in his press conference last night, I don't know if you saw it, he said that Rash had been carrying an injury and had had an illness, get my words out. He said he'd had a bit of an illness, or he'd been ill. You know, someone asked him, like Rashford, you know, bringing him off when he did. He said, he'd had a bit of an injury and he'd had a bit of an illness, but, he was recovering from it or whatever. There seems to be this thing with Marcus Rashford. I don't know whether he's playing 100% fit all the time.
I don't think it's. I think that ankle injury, because they warmed up, weren't they doing like a separate warm-up?
With Marcus.
Well, those pictures where he was training separately, I think they were getting his ankle, making sure everything's sound for that. I think that playing against Crystal Palace away, when we were winning, getting subbed on after he had a bruised ankle 2 days before at Liverpool, worst decision we made. Rushing Jesse Lingard back, worst decision we made. I don't know what's going on. Rushing Herrera back, worst decision we made. That killed our momentum mid-season. And That for me, that's why you look at Rashford, like whoever's dealing with that stuff, the medical team, you know, Ollie, whoever's, you just need to look at that, because I think this weekend he's got to rest him.
I get where you're coming from.
You've got to rest him. It's pressure now. The penny's dropped now. If you're playing players that are not 100% injury-free.
You look at him 100% fit before that Liverpool
game. This is
going
to cost you.
I think the problem we've got with Marcus Rashford, and I think it almost goes under the radar a little bit, and this sounds crazy to say, is we're so reliant on him. In so many ways,
people think
you drop Rashford, and I get where you're coming from, because I actually do think
he does all the running,
but he does everything. And he's against Liverpool, people, he was hobbling around and he was still getting at him, and he was still, you could see, backing off him, and he was still wearing it. And I think he gives you that outlet that other players don't give you. And I think I think Lukaku gets a lot of stick he doesn't deserve, but for me, Rashford, he's so integral to the way we play.
If he loses that little bit of pace,
we're over reliant on him.
It's a handicap, but it can still be a good thing in the box.
His movement's brilliant.
He can still score if he's lost that little bit of pace, if he's got a little bit of injury. But like I say, he's still playing him.
I think
is it doing him good or is it doing him bad, or is it the pressure
we'll
now?
We'll get on to West Ham. But going, just Andy, you said, you know, we're still in the tie. Barca away. Do you think we can do it? Do you think we will do it? Everyone says we can do it. Do you think we will? Let's put our nail to the mast. Are we going to win or not?
You give Barcelona any sort of space, and like Atletico Madrid the other night, 88 minutes in the game with 10 men pretty much. And then they score, Barcelona, just because they got that bit of space. And I think it's just about how you approach the game. I can't really see it, because if we approach with a similar system, I don't think we've got the right players for, then I see us losing the game. It's just about what system comes out. I can't just put my hand on it and say, oh, winning this. Because if we go in, just like Atletico Madrid, at 4-4-2, get Marcus and Rom, just like we did at Paris away, to just press them all game, get Pogba on the left, drifting into the middle. Just do what Atletico Madrid do. They're the best team playing against Barcelona. They shut Barcelona down in midfield. Have a flat four midfield. Get Dalot out wide there, because Ashley Young can't play. I think if we get Andreas, you can't. I think let's get this. Yeah,
Shaw's out in the next game.
Shaw's out next game. Yeah. I think we should have Andreas and Delors working that right against Barcelona. Yeah. If we have them two combining on the right, you got delivery from both of those players. Andreas has played out wide loads of times in his career. People haven't seen that, obviously, outside United, that you're not going to watch him regularly. But at Granada, he played out wide when he was on loan. At times in the academy, he played out wide. So he's got that
for
in
me,
him.
It was only pre-season where he seems to become this defensive midfielder. Yeah. Where all of a sudden it was
He did play wide against Paris. He played three, but it was like Atletico Madrid set Koke and Saul. They're central midfielders, but they play wide and they come into the middle. They close the gaps for Barcelona. And I think we really need to take note of that. I thought Mike Phelan and Oli would have seen that with Atletico Madrid. But you know what? I'm going to go that we'll win 2-1.
You're going to go?
I'm going to go no.
But if they can play like they did next week and contain Barcelona for long periods again, it can still nick a goal. If it's 1-0 with 20 minutes to go, you're still in it.
Yeah.
Then push onwards.
One question just before we move on from Barcelona to you, Andy. Do you start Lukaku against Barcelona?
I do.
I know you do.
Yeah, I would.
Just from the last game.
Yeah. Fair enough. There you go. We're still in it.
About Lukaku, we said, would you start him? Sorry. He did really well yesterday in his hold-up play and his touches. Everyone loves to dig him out for that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people blame him, which I don't understand. One thing he has to do is take PK and Lonley to the channels a lot more.
Yeah.
Because he did that twice yesterday and that opened them up. And once we got the ball out wide to Ashley Young and Delors, it opened up a lot more space. So I think he needs to work the centre-halves a lot more. But his overall play was good yesterday.
It annoys me with Lukaku, the shit he gets.
Yeah,
I'm sick of it because if he's having a bad game, right, I'll be saying, I'll be on his case and say he's having a bad game, he's had a shocker. And he's one of those players, when he has a bad game, it looks terrible. Such lets him down.
Yeah,
it looks horrible.
Problem, it?
You know, we've seen all the memes, Benny Hill music and all the other garbage. Yeah. But when he plays well, or he does the job that he's been told to do, people still got on his case. And I think he's an easy target. And I actually think it was a massive mistake bringing him off last night.
Yeah, yeah.
I do. And
like I said, wrong players on.
But it's so easy for people on social media to go, oh, Lukaku's a donkey, he's that. If he plays
Everyone's an expert.
If he plays well, give him credit. If he doesn't, you know what I mean? He's just become a bit of an easy target. Right. Anyway, we're going through against Barcelona, then we'll have Liverpool, we'll smash them, then we'll have City in the final, and then there's your Champions
City
League.
City in the final, City getting knocked out, mate.
All right, sorry, City Spurs. Getting knocked out, sorry, yeah. Spurs in the final.
Spurs will knock Ronaldo out.
Spurs will knock Ronaldo out, and then we'll have Spurs in the final, we'll do them. Nice one, Ollie, on the 20-year anniversary. Happy days, that's sorted. In terms of the league, West Ham this weekend. I've got a bit of an almost irrational dislike of West Ham.
It goes back a long time to West Ham.
Yeah.
When I was... was it 1985 FA Cup quarter final?
When you were in your 20s?
I was 10, mate. Our West Ham fans charging the United fans up the Warwick Road. United won the game, went on to Wembley.
Yeah.
Won 4-2 in the FA Cup quarter final. But West Ham fans in the 80s thinking they're bossing the place, you know what I mean? Attacking United fans. But and it goes even further. Remember when Beckham got sent off and hanging effigies and all that?
I remember. And it's not a popular opinion now on this channel or any United channel because people going, we deserved it. Yeah. But I remember the stick that Paul Ince used to get was disgraceful because he had a picture taken. He came from West Ham, and what happened was he had a picture taken in a United kit before we signed him.
Oh,
and
right,
the Daily Mirror, I think it was, used that picture, and then the deal fell through because he failed his medical. So he had to go back to West Ham. He's got all these pictures in the United kit. West Ham fans wanted to kill him. Anyway, the deal got made, as we all know. But whenever he used to go back to Upton Park, bananas and all the rest of it thrown at him. Coins, no matter what you think of Portland, you can't condone that.
I went in the quarter final in 2016 under Louis van Gaal FA Cup run. Yeah. So I went there. They knew
it had an amazing game.
Yeah. Oh, what a game that was from Timbo.
Yeah, but a few weeks later we'll lose a league match.
Yeah, yeah, that really. Yeah, we could have had Champions League football. And
that was Van Gaal. In a nutshell, that was Van Gaal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a nutshell.
Does the hard bit and then the easy bit. Gets it completely.
Well, yeah, I remember them.
Hey, West Ham have failed flat to deceive this season.
They're 11th, I think.
They've got a small chance of Europa League football. There's about 4 or 5 teams fighting for that 7th place.
Yeah. But we don't get it.
They've done well against the top sides at home. I think they've gained like
eight
points against the top. So they beat us. They beat Arsenal. I think they're drawn against Chelsea and Spurs at home.
Drew with Liverpool.
I don't know how they do away though. Oh, drew with Liverpool. Sorry, yeah. Liverpool was the one.
But West Ham. Yeah. Like I say, this weekend, it's a big weekend because Chelsea's got Liverpool. So For me, third place is gone. It's gone. It's done.
Yeah.
We are fighting for fourth place.
It's mental, though.
And the only consolation, yeah. Tottenham's got to play City as well.
The thing is, though, 2 weeks ago, you would have said Chelsea finishing third. Someone would have laughed in your face. You would have said Chelsea definitely finishing sixth.
Yeah. No, yeah, losing to Wolves, that's cost us now. But
it's just about how we bounce back. I think you got to believe in what we're seeing in terms of, like,
yeah,
McTominay and Fred doing well, and that can transfer into the sort of into the Premier League, and we could do well. You never know how it ends. You know, Arsenal lost against Everton, which is frustrating for us because we had the Wolves win, we would have been above them. But you never know, it changes quickly in the Premier League. Within 2 weeks, it could be third, fourth.
Do you play your strongest team against West Ham? Do you take the chance to say, right, Barca's the big one?
No.
We bring in the kids. Well, we've already got the kids playing.
Because if you don't beat West Ham...
The likes of Chong and Greenwood at this rate.
You don't beat West Ham, Chelsea, let's say, win at Anfield. You're like... But already, like, 5 points. You've got 7, 8 points behind.
I think it's one of these
things. You can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think you need your strongest team against West Ham. Like, I'm saying to just get over the line.
Yeah.
I think you can mix it up. I think if Matic is fit,
Tottenham
bring
play
him
at
in. And
12:30. So no. we'll know what... They're playing Huddersfield.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a three point. That's an easy three points.
That's a back of the net.
It's got to be done. You've got to play the strongest.
On a plate.
I don't know. I think it's the game for... I don't know. Is Matt fit?
I think
Martial. I know people say, oh,
Matt Martial, yeah.
If you try and win it in the first half, yeah.
Maybe Phil Jones, if he's about,
win it first
about,
half, if you like say 2-3.
For me, Matic should come in for McTominay, because I'd love to McTominay get a bit of rest, because he's doing a lot of running in that midfield and we need him.
How far is Alexis Sanchez off?
I think he's apparently fit. Like, I think he's training.
Oh, in fitness, or in terms of ability?
In terms of quality.
Have you seen the pictures of Alexis Sanchez in Llandudno? On the pier, walking his dogs.
No. Llandudno, if you're Welsh.
Yeah, lovely. you know what I mean? Yeah, Llandudno, I've seen him on Sunday. And I'm like, bloody hell, lad. You've got plenty of time on your hands.
He's allowed to take his dogs to the beach, isn't he?
That's someone. I know we forgot about Alexis Sanchez. And for me, like, you're moving
on
in the summer.
How's he far coming back?
But if he's fit, then that's some Premier League experience, some quality.
Yeah,
that can come in. You never know what it is.
Do you know what?
I'm telling you that.
You've got him for next Tuesday as well, but bring him next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just part of the squad.
Against his old club.
You know what? If he does something against Barca, all will be forgiven for Alexis Sanchez. I don't care.
That's his turning point. If he gets us through, then
give him a million a week. That's it. Double his wages.
Third place is done. It's fourth now. It's concentrating on fourth.
I take it when you say third place is done, we're saying Arsenal have got that. Is that what you're saying?
No, Chelsea have got third place.
Chelsea will hit the ground running now. I think they've got Callum Hudson-Odoi playing. They've got trust.
I won't be surprised if they win Europa League as well.
Chelsea, it annoys me so much because they just don't deserve it. They don't deserve anything. You know, you see, like, they turned on Sarri straight away. He had what was it, 6 wins on the trot, Sarri ball and all this other garbage, and they're all like, he's amazing, he's this, that. None of you heard of him before.
And then they were proper fickle.
Yeah, and then it's like, he has a bad run.
What happened against City at
just
Wembley?
An arrogant shambles.
Fast.
And, you know, I know United have got our own arrogant players, but like you say, goalkeeper refused to come off. Don't get me started on some of the things that go on with the fans at Chelsea.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll be here all day. But, yeah... It's just frustrating, like you say, the Wolves game, we threw it away there. We should be.
That should have set us up nice.
We should have beat Arsenal, to be fair. I think that was a one. We're going to beat West Ham at the weekend?
Yeah, we'll beat West Ham at the weekend. I'm going with 2-0.
Yeah, I'm going, I'm going to say 2-3-1, something like that.
Yeah, I'll go with 1-0 just to be different.
Just get the points.
We've been talking about last night, Old Trafford and the atmosphere. Spurs have just opened their new ground. Everyone's raving about it. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, you know, the facilities, the rest of it.
Old Trafford needs a lick of paint.
That's what I'm going to say, because this has been a debate that's raging, and I know we've touched on it before, but Old Trafford needs a lick of paint. Some people saying, I personally think we need to move from Old Trafford. I think we need a new stadium.
No.
Really? I do, and I know you're not with me on this, Andy.
No, I'm not with that.
Because I just think Old Trafford is barely fit for purpose anymore, man. You're squashed in. People have got the knees up against chairs and all the rest of it. It's, you know,
so where are you going to move?
Build a new stadium, man. I think that's what you need to do.
Knock the Tesco down at Chester Road.
Why can Spurs can build a new stadium? Bayern Munich moves to a new stadium.
So what are we going to do for the season? Ground share with City?
No.
Don't think so.
A new stadium
and
whilst
still
you...
Use
You know, we're talking about ourselves, right, as one of the biggest clubs in the world, yeah? You've got all these clubs that are going out and they're getting these new stadiums.
I think...
I think Liverpool are going to move in a new stadium. Would Barcelona need to work on a new camp and build somewhere else? I don't think so. Would Real Madrid leave the Bernabeu with the history of the place?
But those clubs you talk about, like Barcelona, for example, have got like a, what is it? How many does the Bernabeu does Camp Nou hold?
110,000
Exactly. We need to increase our capacity, and we're struggling to because of the railway
track. You've got technology there that can. You got modern technology now, it's like a Lego set. You can redevelop the south stand.
I've been going.
It does need developing, at least, because we can't have it the way it is.
If you go across the train tracks, you can bring it up to like 85,000
The first time I went Old Trafford was like just seeing the ground from the outside. It's probably like 2004 or 2005 and it's not changed since. Like obviously for you guys, you'd know more, but like it's not changed since. I've been looking at it; it's the same thing, and it just shows a lack of care from the club, from the board. Just. Not even any sort of change inside.
The thing is, I was chatting to a mate of mine last night
after the game, and he was saying a lot of these grounds you go to, and you'll go early for the experience. You go in the ground, you'll go and have a drink, you'll go and watch things. There's got screens. You can
what, watch 20 games. Pint?
No, but you know, like some of these modern grounds, they want you to be there. They want the whole experience, right? Most people I know, the vast majority of people I know go to Old Trafford now. They don't even linger around too much. It's literally you go to the game and then you get off. Do you know what I mean?
Well, maybe I'm a traditionalist. I've been going since we were about 10 years old.
No, but I know, when you go to the game, do you go like and spend loads of money or spend a lot of time at Old Trafford? Or do you, that's what I mean. Do you just go to the game?
Because I'm from Manchester. Yeah. I'm not a tourist.
I think this is the thing that I'm getting at is there's like all these modern grounds, they make it into facilities a match day experience and facilities. And that's what you should be doing if you're a modern team, a modern club. But we won't. If you told me this a week ago, I'd have told you to get them in and get them out.
I would have told you, you know what, I think Old Trafford needs clear improvement. I would like to see what they can work around with and all that. And obviously it's our home and we have a connection with it. So I'd say no. But the more I think about it, like, you look at Spurs, the stand that they've got behind the goal for the atmosphere. And then the rest of the ground's all connected nicely. Like, you got a bit of atmosphere in there. You got good facilities. I think just for the sake of the atmosphere, it might be good because the club are not doing anything about
Did Liverpool leave Anfield? No, they redeveloped the main stand.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'd like to see them redevelop and see what they can do.
Maybe you think redevelopment? That's what I'm getting
redevelopment,
at.
Redevelopment, but it definitely needs changing because it looks old from outside.
Your spiritual home.
See, I just think it goes with you. I think that goes, I get where you're coming from, but I think...
When I went to Paris, it looked like a proper European ground.
You went to Paris? Why didn't you tell us, man? Seriously. I get where you're coming from. And listen, I'm like you, Andy. I first went to Old Trafford when I was five. Me and my dad used to walk from Stretford and all the rest of it. I get the history, but I think, you know, it goes with you. When I went to the Allianz... Bayern Munich, they've not lost all the history because they moved grounds. They're still Bayern Munich. It's still.
I'm saying, let's knock down that Tesco on Chester Road. I don't know if I'll get in any trouble with this, but you know, knock down the Tesco on Chester Road.
You're not going to get a discount, are you? Around.
Well, to be honest, there's a Lidl and an Aldi.
Suppose if they did knock down.
I think they're losing business anyway.
If they did knock down the Tesco, every little helps, doesn't it? You know
what I mean?
You know what? There's a Lidl just over the road that just opened, and Aldi down just. Just on the other side.
You got Stretford Dandale down the bottom of you.
Exactly, mate. Like, what? Who needs that Tesco? Yeah, yeah. I think they'll be looking to
the
sell.
The trouble is, we both know.
Edward would get on their case. I can't even count.
We all know, all three of us know, that there's probably more chance of Andy Tate wearing a Liverpool top on the next podcast than there is of the Glazers spending money on Old Trafford.
I'll have a stick of
Let's just hope they spend money on players this summer, never mind the bloody ground.
It's sad, but I just don't think it's happening.
It's all about money these days. This week, in the last couple of days, I was scammed out of a ticket for Barcelona.
I was scammed out of,
I'm not going to say how much I paid, but it's with my legal team. And from what I've heard, other fans have been scammed of other teams by a certain individual who I will not name. But it's going to get sorted. So I'm quite gutted last night not being there.
We're gutted you weren't there as well, man. Yeah. We missed you, and I mean that. But I will say this about it, another thing as well, because, you know, I was looking online when you told me what had happened. I was looking at tickets, trying to get you a ticket and all the rest of it. Some of the money that was going around for tickets, £300, £400
shocking
for tickets.
Shocking from United fans. Shocking. I was trying to get one for
You need to sort it out. It's cutting your greed onto your own, isn't it?
It's not to a lot of these people.
It's not your own. It's just, you know, and not just the scammers, but the people, like the touts. And it amazes me you can go on places like the club are touting the fans.
£102 for Barcelona
for premium tickets. They're not premium tickets. and allowing new members, that's embarrassing from the club. They allowed new members to apply. Clearly, you're just trying to get money out of memberships because it's about to be the end of the season. We're not stupid. So they allow new members and then they allow them to apply, which means the lads, that my mates that went to Derby in the Cup, yeah, when we lost on penalties and Phil Jones missed that and they had to see that absolute shit show, went to Valencia at home, 0-0. Those lads that just got memberships applied, didn't get tickets.
It's the Derby ballot tomorrow, the last results for the Derby. It's shocking. Now, well, people who've same just thing applied.
Will happen.
Yeah,
same people thing will happen. Just because they're just trying to make money off memberships.
A Derby ticket like that when you've been trying to go all season.
It's shocking.
There's just so many little things that are adding up. When you look at it, the tickets, where the tickets stay at the ground, the transfer policy or the lack of transfer policy.
I'm just
policy.
Thinking, are the club's going to get sold in 2 years?
I hope what the penny has dropped. I can see it happening. Boardroom level, though. It has. On the play, we need... Because the fans need to be... You can't keep ripping the fans off. We've got a little bit of my pride back with Ollie and all that, and we're playing some good, decent football, but I think the penny's dropped with the board. Like We're going to lose Champions League football.
For
we
me,
need
the summer makes or breaks United, and it's not an over. I'm one of the guys that I don't like overreacting, and I just like to sort of stay positive in that. But if this summer, if we don't make the right signings, if we go and sell Paul Pogba for 150 million, and we only spend 150 million, that for me shows that the club's on its way to possibly being sold.
Do you know what?
Because if they're really about it, they should be spending a minimum of 200 million this summer without selling our best players.
You're going to sell Pogba, you throw a couple of players in as well.
Do you know what, though? Yeah, not Yerry Mina and the other lad that Barcelona were offering last summer, which was a bit of a joke. Yeah. This is the thing, though, it's quite clever because you say it out loud, you just said it then, Abdullah. 200 million quid in the summer, you think, wow, that's a lot of money. You know, the board are doing well. But you think about it,
they
went out and bought that lad that you're raving about. How much is he?
Who's that? Koulibaly. He'll be like 100, probably.
Right, see, he's 100 million, right? Let's say I get my wish. Wan-Bissaka 50 million,
those are my two.
That's 150 mil, right? So you got 50 million left, and you probably what are going to go buy a midfielder.
And you still need the right winger, which is a problem we've not addressed for years. And
so all of a sudden,
they've not backed us.
200 million quid,
they've not backed us for the last... Like what did
they will
PSG
argue
spend
they have
that one summer?
They have backed us to a point with Lindelof buying
but that's stupid because when we tried buying Mendy, apparently what was going on around the club was that the board aren't willing to spend over 30 million on defenders. It's like a rule that they have. We could have got Mendy that summer. It's
day
stupid.
And age. Do you know what I mean? Imagine if like the Scousers had said that we're not paying over 30 million for Van Dijk. They won't be anywhere near to challenging for what they're challenging for now. We need to wake up because we were spending 30 million quid on what was it? Wasn't Rio around 30 million about 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it was, 15 years ago. So we need to, you can't have a policy where you put a cap in this day and age.
You've got to spend big now.
Yeah.
And say City and Liverpool have proved that. Yeah. And them upstairs at the board level, Mr. Woodward, if you really care, I'm sure they do, buy the players to take us to the next level. Even if it's only 2-3 players.
That's why I say it makes or breaks us.
If you've got to get
really
rid
about
of
it,
Deadwood, get rid of it and replace it with quality.
This is what worries me a little bit about Ollie.
Structure.
I love Ollie. I do.
But will he back him?
But no, this is the thing. Is it part of the reason that they got him?
Nah, I don't.
A yes man when it comes to transfers.
I don't take the whole yes man thing because...
And he won't dig his heels in and say nah.
They would have bought Potch.
Ollie won't stand for crap.
I'll tell you what. They would have bought Poch in, and I think the reason they wanted Poch is because they know Poch works with a small budget. I can guarantee you that's what one of the main things Edward Wood looked at is that Poch doesn't require a huge budget. Any sort of budget, Poch can work with. We've seen that at Spurs. If you give Poch 70 million a summer, he'll say, yo, that's mint. I'll do something with that. Last summer, they didn't give him anything at Spurs. If they would have given him 70 million, he would have been like, that's class,
anything,
that,
that's the thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying tactically, he's a good manager, but he's not been back
and
to
Spurs. And he promotes
Spurs.
Youth, like
but the issue that we have is Ed Woodward is not bringing in these managers for that reason. Ollie, whether it's Ollie or Poch, or you get someone like who's got a character, like Jose Mourinho, who's going to kick off with a board, it all goes down to what the board want to do with
the
club.
Imagine us on the board.
No matter who you get.
Can you imagine us on the board?
I think we lost about 5 minutes before the police were called into the boardroom, and we had to leave. But no, I think you're right, and I think this is the problem because I think 200 million, it's a lot of money.
Yeah,
but I'm you know you're looking at
you Man
looking
United, you print money
the replacements get, and I think if Paul Pogba does go, then we've got to get big money for him, and we've got to see that money reinvested.
If his art's not there,
because
let him go.
Yeah,
because we can't afford to just let someone like that go and not replace him with
because if he did go to Madrid,
we need creativity in that midfield, to be honest, and alongside Pogba, because everything always has to go through him. I think we need to do what Juventus had and sort of just give, like Fred yesterday. That's why Pogba, you got better hints of him yesterday, because Fred was given the ball and McTominay was given the job to do defensive midfield. Look at Juventus' team, Vidal. You got Pirlo. I'm not saying they're the same players, nowhere near, but
you get players.
But
that's
how you do, Marcus. You're those players that do the defensive duties, that carry the ball. It allows the rest of your players to flourish, and I think that's what I'm worried about. If Matic comes back right into the team against Barcelona, then who's making these decisions? Like, what is Ollie doing?
It's going to be a busy summer, mate.
Hopefully next week.
Between now and the next six, 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Like I say, it'll define our season.
We should be already making signings before the end of the season.
I mean, we'd have better luck. We finished sixth, 2017, win the European trophy. If that happens again, I'll take that.
Yeah. The one thing I don't want is
you can't throw all your eggs in the
Europa League. Really kills.
I just don't
teams.
Want to see us in Europa League.
Europa League
I'm with
kills
you.
Teams.
I wanted us to win it that time when we Stockholm was one of the best nights I've had as a United fan. We won it, completed the set, great night, but
you
we don't need to be back
for
in that Europa League.
I just withdraw from the tournament.
Yeah,
and if
you can't do that, can you?
Yeah, obviously you can't do that.
You've got to
have a reason. You've got to find and stuff.
Yeah, you can't just say.
Yeah, I'm not having it.
Thanks, but no.
I'm not sure, you know. Some are research.
I don't know. I don't think you can. Yeah,
I don't think you probably
get
like
anyone who knows about these things.
Man United withdrew from the FA Cup in the.
Yeah, but the FA allowed us to do that. I don't know if UEFA.
We're pressurized.
Yeah, we're pressurized.
UEFA will lose a lot of money.
I'll tell you what.
And then who follows suit? Who else thinks that when they do?
Throw the pre-qualifier.
Yeah.
Play a week inside in the pre-qualifier.
So either withdraw or just throw the game.
Chuck in the 18s or 16s
say,
in that game.
If you're playing Thursday and you're playing Sunday, you're not going to challenge for the league.
No.
Webby said that.
I always say that. That's the thing.
And he's right on it.
In fact, you never see anyone challenge for the league like that.
We're going to have to wrap this up. But we have our usual thing, don't we? Of the Wally of the Week. I've not been bored just texting people. If you're wondering why I've been on the phone, I've been looking for something. Andy, I'll let you start because I know I've got a feeling your Wally of the Week is going to be, and it's already disappointing.
Wally of the Week.
Who's your Wally of the Week?
I would say Vidal with his biscuit haircut.
With his biscuit haircut, you don't hear that every day.
Ashley Young and anyone that says.
I knew you were going to say this.
Anyone that says anything other than
biscuit
Ashley Young,
Vidal.
I'm coming for you.
Right, well, there's a threat you don't hear every day. I'm going to go with. This is just the FA in general, right? Because this is something I read up on. I saw on the news the other day. Withenshaw Town manager suspended over racism walk-off. A football manager has been fined and suspended after taking his players off the pitch in protest and an alleged racist comment from a linesman. No. You know, we talk about racism. We talk about tackling it. And you're saying to me that if a linesman makes a racist comment, you might just stand there and take it as a player. I'm not having it. I think that's a joke. At least crazy. I think
the worst thing is, the last 3 weeks on the show, we've had three Wallys of the Week about racism. Montenegro fans.
Yeah.
One day,
disgusting.
In England, In England, a team will walk off the pitch.
And exactly. And we're saying that mess, if you do that, you're going to get fined.
The thing is, the worst thing that English fans do is go, oh, that's how Italian football is. And over there, they're like that. This season, a whole stand at Millwall was doing it. West Ham on Mo Salah, Chelsea on Sterling, Aubameyang with the banana skin from the Spurs fans. It's happening here.
No, McCall is there, but he'll be back next week, hopefully. And also, we'll have some more previews, reviews, fan cams, all the usual stuff coming up. We've got some big interviews in the pipeline as well, which we'll keep you posted on. Do not forget to subscribe. I think we're over 510,000 or something. So we need to get a new shirt for starters, new shirt printed. But make sure you subscribe and we appreciate all the support that you guys have given us over the years since we've been doing this. Andy, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Listen to you. And hope you have a bit better luck next time you get a ticket.
I'm off back to work now.
This is it. That's dedication for you. Abdullah, you're going to Barca, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just try. If Ashley Young starts, get behind him, yeah? Give him a bit of moral support.
I might have to jump from the top of the new camp. Grab him,
this
take one
been,
for the team.
Yeah.
Prescription drugs next Tuesday. Get him in before the game.
Someone spike his drink.
Right, yeah, let's wrap this up before my legal team has to get on the case. This has been a Full Time Devils podcast. Thanks for watching and listening. If you are listening as well, Don't forget to download Spotify. I think we're on Spotify. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get our iCloud, iTunes application sorted. So yeah. When we get all that sorted, give us a download and give us a rating as well, a like. Thanks for listening and watching.
Thank you.
You guys.
Sports Social Podcast Network.